Well, this morning we're going to talk scholarships, a scholarship in particular here this morning. Lucas Mosier in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're representing the Atlantic School Foundation today?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. I see I've got a piece of paper in front of me that says the Richard Hellman Vocational Industrial Technology or Trade School Scholarship. That's a mouthful, but it's an awful good opportunity for someone.
Yes, it is. This scholarship allows anybody going into the vocational, industrial, technology, or trade school to get a scholarship from the school foundation board. What we've done is we've kind of broadened the horizons or broadened the scope to allow more applicants to be able to qualify for it. Mm-hmm. There's a few criteria that you have to meet. A couple of them are you have to be accepted for enrollment into at least a junior college or an area college or trade school. And you must have graduated from the Atlantic Community Schools or a resident of Atlantic. The resident of Atlantic is what we've actually added into there. So, like, mm-hmm. if somebody's going back to school, going down to Iowa Western to get into their trades program, to electrician or anything else like that, this allows them to apply for the scholarship.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a graduating high school senior. It can be someone maybe who has just decided that they're not where they want to be right now and they want to take a different direction.
Yeah, yep, that's very true. There is no age limitation on the applicants. However, preference will be given to those that have met these requirements in the last 24 months. So if you have just graduated from high school thinking going into this, you will be have a preference will be given to you before, like, let's say, me, who mm-hmm. just turned, 30?
Don't tell them.
then going into want to get a different job or something like that. So, yeah. But, yeah, this is just a great scholarship. We're working on trying to make things a little bit more easier to come by the foundation. Kind of broadening her, like I said earlier, broadening the specs that you can actually get the scholarship. So
sure, and there are a lot of different scholarships out there that are available for folks. There are a lot of organizations that jump in. This particular scholarship was set up because of a bequest that was left.
Yes,
for the foundation to set up a scholarship opportunity by Dick Hellman.
Yep, exactly. So, and we actually have quite a few scholarships that are left in bequest, like you said. I can't even name off all the ones that we have there, but there's quite a few scholarships that we are actually like in charge of, I would say, to help give out the money for the scholarships from the foundation. So
that's one thing the Atlantic schools, and I assume a number of schools, are pretty blessed with a lot of good support from local community organizations, individuals, businesses, and what have you. But Atlantic especially has had a lot of success over the years. If you've ever gone up to senior night and sat there in the auditorium while all of these scholarship award winners are announced, there are a lot of them.
Yeah, yes, there is. And I'm just getting into this, being on the foundation board with these guys. This is my first full year getting in with them. And it's absolutely amazing the amount of money that they give for scholarships every single year. And not just for the Richard Hellman scholarship, but all the other ones that they have there as well. Yeah, because the scholarship night lasts an hour? Long, roughly, and they give out, just continuously giving out scholarships for kids.
Yeah, a few $100,000 worth of scholarships head on out the door that night. And, you know, sometimes folks will focus on the larger dollar figures, and I don't know what this particular one is. I don't know if you know the exact dollar figure on this one, but the bottom line is all scholarship opportunities are important. I think we all understand how expensive it is for a college education these days. You're a little closer to it than I am.
Yeah, I actually just paid off my last student loan in last month, and that was 7 years outside. I just got done with school 7 years ago. So I'm ahead of the game, 3 years ahead of the game, but it's very nice to, and I should have applied for more scholarships than what I did, because I really didn't think anything like that when I was in high school. But wow, many kids in my class at college, they had so many scholarships that they didn't have to pay as much money for college. And, man, if you can get that burden of student loans off your back as soon as possible, this is just a big
Well, lets you get on with the rest of your life.
Oh, you're exactly right.
Without having to worry about the past and paying off the past.
Yeah, right.
For some of us, the school loans used to be 15-year payouts. Yeah, for some of us, it took about 12 or so years to pay them off, and that wasn't much fun.
Yeah.
We're glad that's long behind us. But, you know, I wasn't turned on to that, actually, until I got into college, and I had an advisor who said, you know, you need to go down to the registrar's office and this office and that office because there are opportunities down there. Just look around. There are a lot of little things out there, $500, $1,000 scholarships that don't sound like much when you're looking at that huge number of your tuition.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can put a bunch of those together,
right,
it can make a giant difference in your future because, like I said, you're paying off today instead of waiting to do it tomorrow and able to get on with the rest of your life. And that's just the point, too. Scholarships aren't just there for the absolute number one student in the school. They're not just there for the number one athlete in the school. There are scholarship opportunities for everyone, and I think that's one of the things that this points out, the Hellman Scholarship. It does point out that no matter what you are looking to get into, there are opportunities out there for you.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things is, like, I want to point out is that if you want to apply for this Richard Hellman Scholarship, you can apply online through the Atlantic Community School District's website, or you can go to the Atlantic High School Guidance Office and pick up an application there.
Okay, and it's a pretty easy form to fill out. There's not a lot of detail to it.
Yep, very easy form to fill out. Yeah, not a whole lot of detail to it. We can, and then once all the applications are put in, we will bring it back to the foundation board, and we will sit down and we'll go over all the applicants and figure out who's the best applicant for it, and then we will award them with the scholarship.
Excellent. And the deadline is?
April 15th.
Okay, so it's coming up pretty fast.
Yes.
Boy, it's that time of the year, isn't it? Everybody starts to pay more attention to the future now because you've got to get things ready to go. Those FAFSA forms have all been filled out and filed. That was fun, too, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah, that was a great time.
Your day's coming on the other side, not too many years down the road.
Yeah, that'll be a blink of an eye.
Yeah, good times. Very good. Well, again, that's a great opportunity for folks, the Richard Dick Hellman Scholarship offer. He left that opportunity behind. You can't take it with you, so you might as well help some other folks once you're no longer here. And Dick has decided to do that, and he's left that money behind. So if you are interested in being a part of that, if you want to get into something in the vocational, industrial technology, or trade realm, then that scholarship might be just the thing to help you get through. So again, April 15th, deadline on that. Make sure you go online, or you can stop by the school and pick up those application forms. Encourage the kids. If you're listening and the kids aren't, encourage your kids to take a look at that and other opportunities too, scholarship-wise. There are a lot of opportunities out there, including this one. Lucas, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it, and good luck with the program there.
Hey, appreciate it, sir. Thank you.